కార్తికే దీపం ఏ పద్మనాభన్ సెన్స్ ఎ రిపోర్ట్. ఐ హ్యాడ్ అండర్టేకిన్ దిస్ ట్రిప్ టు ఇండియా టు అటెండ్ టు ఎ ఫ్యూ పర్సనల్ ఇష్యూస్ దట్ నీడెడ్ మై ఇమీడియట్ అటెన్షన్. హవెవర్ ఐ నో ఫీల్ దట్ భగవాన్ హ్యాడ్ బ్రాట్ మీ హియర్ ఫర్ అనదర్ అజెండా, ఏ పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ టు అరుణాచల దట్ కోయిన్సైడెడ్ విత్ ది హోలీ కార్తికే దీపం ఆన్ December 7th. I left Madras for Tiruvannamalai on the evening of Saturday, December 6, around 8 p.m. I did not have a room reservation. A full moon lit the sky, beaming its rays over the mighty Arunachala hill, the vibrant Arunachala, the Shiva Swarupam form of Shiva was radiating its splendor, and the whole city was vibrant with over 1 million people gathered to witness the Kartikeya Deepam. The roads to the temple and all the temple gopurams were lit, and the whole town was wearing a great festive mood. I'm sure the crowd must have swelled to over 1.5 million on Sunday as Sunday progressed. I drove to my host, Mr. Kupuswamy, residence in Netaji Nagar on the Velur Road. To my surprise, Mr. Kupuswamy was having the VIP passes to go inside Arunachaleswara Temple to see the Bharani Deepam, Aarti with 5 Deepams, and the Kartikeya Deepam itself. He asked me to get ready immediately to leave for the temple. I felt this was all the grace of Arunachala Ramana only. I took a shower at 1:30 a.m., had a hot cup of milk, and went to Arunachaleswara Temple with Mr. Kupuswamy's family. En route to the Arunachaleswara Temple, we saw the Lord Arunachaleswara himself on procession around the temple, accompanied with all the other temple deities. We walked straight inside the temple and felt like Bhagavan had arranged everything for us. We waited inside the temple until 3:30 a.m. when the priest took the Bharani Deepam from inside the sanctorum of the Lord Arunachaleswara. We had a wonderful darshan of the Bharani Deepam, Lord Arunachaleswara, and Unnamalayamman. There were over 6 lakhs people inside the temple alone. At the early morning Bharani Deepam, after our pradakshinam in the second corridor, we left for Mr. Kupuswamy's home. From the terrace of Mr. Kupuswamy's home, we could have a direct uninterrupted view of the holy Arunachala Hills, 180-degree Panchamuga view. I prostrated before the hill of the holy beacon, meditated upon Arunachala Ramana, and then Mrs. Kupuswamy served an excellent South Indian breakfast with coffee. By around 9 a.m., I left for Ramanashramam. The vibrations in and around the ashram were marvelous. There, seekers can feel the rhythm of the Rutham and Satyam that the Narayana Suktam declares. Already, the ashramam was teeming with pilgrims passing through on Girivaram of Arunachala. I had the darshan at the Matrubhudeshwara temple, Bhagavan's shrine, and the old meditation hall. I met with Sri V.S. Mani and chatted with him about our small Ramana Satsang in Ottawa. We reminisced about the Nova Scotia Ashrama and the Regu Park, New York Ashrama. V.S. Mani and a few other devotees from Madras were keen to hear about the Ramana Satsangs in North America. While sitting there, we saw people from all parts of the world, from all walks of life, rich and poor alike, moving about with intense devotion in the ashramam. I felt certain there must be Siddhas among them whose benevolence was falling on us. Around 11:30 a.m., I had lunch at the ashramam. The flowing crowd in the ashramam swelled geometrically towards the evening, I was fortunate to attend the Maha Abhishekam at Bhagavan's shrine at the Samadhi with Rudram Chamakam, Vedic chanting, and the Tamil Parayanam and bhajans. By around 4 p.m., people started taking vantage points to watch the Aarti outside Bhagavan's shrine and the Deepam lit on top of the holy hill. After the usual Veda Parayanam inside Bhagavan's shrine, people who gathered outside started chanting Arunachala Shiva before the Deepam was lit. Bhagavan's photo was placed in his easy chair and he appeared to be watching the mighty Arunachala in the same way he did when his mortal body was with us. By around 5:50 p.m., we could hear drums and firecrackers bursting in the sky as the mighty Arunachala was standing like a beacon of light. At 6 p.m., the Deepam was lit on the peak of Arunachala. At the same time, with the Na Karmana, Na Prajaya Vedic chanting, Deepam was lit in front of Sri Bhagavan. The ashramam reverberated with the Arunachala Shiva chanting. This was followed by Akshara Manamalai, Arunachala Stuti Panchakam, Ramana Bhajans and Arati. I experienced that the Deepam, the mighty Arunachala, Bhagavan and the committed seekers were one and the same. One strange thing was that all day I did not see the ashramam peacocks at all. I thought maybe the crowds had scared them off. But then, just before the Deepam was lit at 6 o'clock, right above where Bhagavan's chair was placed, and we all gathered to watch, the peacocks appeared and started calling loudly. It was like they were announcing the main event of the holy Kartiki Deepam festival, the lighting of the Deepam atop the Arunachala mountain. Bhagavan's grace permanently permeates the vicinity as the ever-present reality. Every minute I spent there, this feeling filled me completely. Every time I go there, the yearning to merge in Him multiplies. He is there in us always as we are in Him only. The Deepam on the peak of Arunachala is a living witness to this truth. By around 8 p.m., after the Deepa Arati, I left the ashramam, though the roads were still full with people performing the Girivalam and there was hardly any space to inch out or in. I returned back to Madras after profuse thanks to Mr. Kupaswamy's family at Thiruvannamalai. It is Bhagavan's ever-living grace that gave me this opportunity to be there on the holy Deepam day.